Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago Cubs joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight show. Kyle, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Wonderfully. Wonderfully. Thanks for taking some time out the day. I wanted to ask you, you know, the start prior to the All-Star break was a real solid one for you. And leading up to that, you've been talking a lot about your mechanics and how close you felt to getting things to click. And I've always been really impressed reading your quotes about your own mechanics and hearing them here on the station. I was wondering, when at a point in your development did you feel as though you understood what you needed to do? So many guys search for mechanics for a long time to find the right ones. When did you find your way to what you need to do and get so confident in talking about how you need to be?
Yeah, I think it's something I've always been focused on, I would say, ever since college. You know, I really started trying to understand what I did and just what my motion was like, what made me good. So year in and year out, I guess, you learn more about yourself, you know. And now at this point, a few years into the big leagues, you have all these resources around you. So they're all helping you, too. Looking at video, we got guys in the video room giving me stuff all the time. So when you couple that with kind of what you feel and your knowledge through the years of experience, you're kind of able to figure out, you know, what the answer is going to be or kind of what's going wrong. And yeah, for about, I would say 3 or 4 weeks there, I was searching, couldn't find the right thing to help me. But then it did start to click. You know, that Giants start really locked in about the third inning for me. And I have been feeling really good since then. Even the start yesterday, actually, felt like I made a lot of good pitches. It was just more of a battle. You know, I got to get quicker outs, be more aggressive in the zone early in the count. But other than that, I really felt like I just gave up the solo home run. It was a bad pitch to Sam. But other than that, you know, the run in the first inning was bad contact to Ozuna. And then the one in the fifth was just a ground ball that found the hole from Wong. So, you know, it was a battle for sure. I got to get quicker outs. But overall, I feel good with the action of my pitches and where everything's at going forward.
I heard you say that it was a bad pitch to Pham, and I've watched it over and over again, and I could see a little bit of hang, a little bit of the amount of time it was in the zone, but the late tail on it looked good. Like, had he taken it, it might have been a ball. I know he got it way out in front and just kind of jumped on it, and I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. You're the pitcher, but it didn't look like it was that big a mistake unless you just wanted it in a completely different place.
Yeah, it did kind of tail on me. You know, it went down and in, which is something he really stays on and hits. It was a pitch that was really supposed to end up away, kind of cutting away from him. So, yeah, the action of the pitch didn't really match up with what I was trying to do. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it's something into the game plan, really, that he does well. So it was something I was trying to stay away from and just happened to make a bad pitch there, and he capitalized. Obviously, you still have to be a good hitter and stay on that pitch and capitalize on it, which he did.
You mentioned that your start was a little bit of a battle, that you're looking for quicker outs. I wonder if that's maybe in a little way how the first half has felt for the rotation as a whole. You guys have dealt with injuries. You've had Mike Montgomery step in and make some really solid starts when you guys were missing Yu Darvish, or as you guys have been missing Yu Darvish. There's a lot of talent on paper in this rotation, and yet performances, whether it be, you know, via length or just pure strikeout numbers, I guess, have been a little up and down. Has it felt a bit like a slog? Has it felt a little bit like you've had to fight against some things?
Definitely. I think it's definitely been an up and down year for most of the rotation. Lester's really been the stalwart for us. He's been our horse. Just so consistent. The year he's having has been unbelievable. So we're really trying to just feed off him and gain some momentum. And yeah, you know, you'll have a couple good starts, a couple bad starts, and that's kind of how it's been for all of us, me, Chatwood, Quintana. Ever since Montgomery came in the rotation, he's been unbelievable. He's picked up huge innings for us. But I think it just goes to show, you know, we haven't hit our stride yet, and we're not really where we want to be as a rotation. But what the rest of this team is doing to put us in the position we're in right now is unbelievable. Where the bullpen's been the whole year, just picking everybody up, and the lineup just top to bottom, man. It's just been so fun to watch, passing on to the next guy, taking whatever the other teams are giving you, not really relying on the home run. Guys are just really playing the game well right now.
By multiple objective measures, the Cubs are the best defensive team in baseball. And for a pitching staff that has underachieved so far, it's been a necessity more than it's been a luxury. You know, you mentioned Lester. Looking at his hard contact rate and looking at his strikeouts down, he has really benefited. His overall results have benefited from this terrific defense. That you're always obviously trying to miss bats, and you're trying to make sure that this defense isn't required to be great for the Cubs to be good. But over time, does it affect the way you may say, all right, I don't have to be worried. As long as I can keep the ball in the park, I don't have to be worried about a guy maybe putting a bat to the ball right here. Contact isn't going to kill me. Is that something that you say, if you guys are just going to keep picking up the ball, we're going to keep letting you do it?
Definitely. I think it's something we all think about. We all realize how good we've been out in the field. And I think it goes to when you get late in a count, maybe deep into a count, you're more willing to give in to a guy, throw some over the plate rather than, you know, really be a stickler and kind of still pitch out of the zone. You're more willing to throw strikes, keep it in the zone, because we know really anything in play has a chance to get caught. And it's just such a luxury we have here, and I think it's something we really relied on in 16 in that season. That was huge for us. So it's really good to see where we're at with that. But like you said, if we can pick up what we're doing and get that soft contact and make these plays even easier, that's when this whole thing rolls.
Kyle Hendricks here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. I want to ask you about Kyle Schwarber to that degree, to playing defense a little bit. If we're being honest, Kyle, I think, you know, that first game, we saw some of the struggles Kyle may have in the outfield. And since then, he has become such a better outfielder. I pitched a little bit, which is to say, I know what it's like to let one go and then watch it sail over a fence. You let one go and know that it's going to left if Kyle's out there. How has your feeling changed when something goes out to left, when Schwarber's out there? I have to imagine that the confidence there has grown some. I wonder how irpy it was when it started.
Yeah, the confidence has grown tremendously from everyone on this team. But, you know, it's what he does. It's what he does when nobody's watching. He puts in the work out there, and he had never really played in the outfield. So what were you to expect? You know, at first he was just trying the best he could. Now he's gotten the reps under his belt, especially the game reps. You can see just how quick he's picked it up, which is pretty amazing. So, yeah, you really think nothing of it now. Any ball hit and play to any of the guys, there really is no deficiency anywhere. And it really just shows how much work these guys put in work every single day out there in the infield and the outfield, getting reps. And it just pays off so much in the game, as you can see.
What's it like pitching to Caratini? I know we haven't had a lot of those opportunities. We've had some churn in the backup catcher position. How are you settling in there with him understanding your sink?
Yeah, I love Caratini, man. He's a great receiver, gives you a great target. And he works so well with the pitching staff, really every guy. Super personal. He knows the report really well, and in between innings, he'll come up to you and talk what he thinks you're doing well. Really works through the game with you so well. And even in-game adjustments, he has really good feel of the hitters. I think he's really picked up a lot with what little time he's kind of had behind the plate for us. So, it's so nice to when you're able to go from Wilson, who's so good back there, to Caratini, who really there's no breakdown at all in the catching. And it's just a huge luxury again for us to have.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the report and knowing the report. And I know how much work goes into that and how significant it can be to know someone's tendencies. Like you mentioned with Tommy Pham, the kind of pitch that he tends to be able to jump on. Yet, there's the high variance in baseball that some nights, some guys are not necessarily going to be themselves, and you can look at a previous swing or a previous at bat and say, you know, maybe we're going to deviate a little bit. How much latitude do you have in the moment to understand that the report notwithstanding, you might get a sense of something that's going to go off script?
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of games are won and lost, honestly. You go in with a game plan. The other team may know you really well. You know them, all the video that's here, the information these days. But once you get into a game, you have to realize what you have and what the other team, what they're trying to adjust to you. And then if you can make those adjustments just a little bit quicker than they are, I think that's how you win ball games. So that's how you have to stay on point with your catcher and keep talking about it, try and realize what kind of swings they're putting on balls, and if you're falling into any tendencies, that's really where your focus has to be when you're out on the mound, like I said, because those small adjustments are what win and lose games.
To that end, Kyle, how has your work with Jim Hickey changed between March 30th, your first start of the year against the Marlins, up until last night? In what way has it changed the most? Have you figured out how to work together best?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot closer, I would say, since that game. You know, he came in, and I think he just was pretty quiet. I think he wanted to learn everyone and what they did good and kind of what their cues, what their clicks were. And now, you know, more than halfway through the year, obviously, he is putting in much more input, I would say. He has a really good feel for me personally, whether I'm in the bullpen or even during a game. If something's just a little off or he sees something, you know, not quite right, he just knows kind of real simply how to phrase it to me. Hey, you know, just check this out. What do you think? Do you think you might be doing this a little bit? And it's become a much better relationship. I think he's just more willing to give me, you know, what he's thinking. And his knowledge, he's really smart, very observant, and, you know, it's not a cookie-cutter approach. He's really good at realizing what each guy does well and what their cues are and being able to get them back into being good whenever it starts to deviate.
We are talking with Cubs pitcher Kyle Hendricks on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. I've done a lot of reading. I'm sure you've read everything I've read about it and more, about the new science of increasing velocity, whether it's high school pitchers, youth pitchers, or even established major leaguers, guys like Charlie Morton, some of these other guys, reading about driveline and where actual science meets sort of voodoo and silliness. And I don't know the answer to some of this stuff, but I know a lot of your contemporaries, of your counterparts, believe in it and really believe that they can find 1, 2, 3 miles an hour of velocity. Is this something you've researched? Is it something you've considered, or do you dismiss a lot of this as pure quackery?
Yeah, I would. I don't go either way with it, honestly. I don't look too much into it. I do know that a lot of guys look at that stuff throughout the game, and a lot of guys, it could help their game possibly. I think just for me in particular, I really don't focus on the velocity or trying to increase my velocity. I'm more, you know, movement and location kind of guy. So I think there's a lot rooted in there that could be useful, though. You know, with so much science and information there is today, and it's so reliable now, I definitely think it could be used to your advantage if that's what you're looking for in your game. But like I said, for me, it's really just about making sure my pitches are moving the right way, getting the right depth on them, creating angle with it, and hitting my spots command-wise. If I have that, then really whatever velocity I'm at, it is going to be effective for me. So moving forward, though, I'm sure much more will keep coming out about this stuff, and it's just going to be more and more prevalent, I think, throughout the game.
Kyle, did you get to unplug it all during the All-Star break? I know it was a little shortened for you guys and the Cardinals, but you get to check back some and maybe turn your brain off for a minute?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were out on the West Coast, so we made the trip. I came back to Chicago, and it was shorter a little bit for us, you know, by one day, but All-Star break is always super nice, just to get a couple days away, you know, not watch any baseball, hang out with family for a couple days and just clear your mind. And you really get excited, honestly, to come back to the ballpark. Even after a couple days, you're ready to go, and this is what you love to do. You love being here. So even a couple days off, really, you start getting the itch again.
Well, what's your go-to mind clearer? Is it video games? Is it a couple of beers? Is it fishing, golf? What is it that pushes a reset button for you?
Yeah, I'll play a little golf. Maybe I'll get out, or I'll go down to the beach, go out to the lake here, or really just hang out with family. If I hang out with family, you know, that really takes my mind off it. It's just super comfortable. You're just doing what you normally do, what you've been growing up doing, and I'm lucky enough to have some family in the area. So just getting together for barbecues, you know, really having no agenda, not having to be anywhere at any time. That's really how I get away.
Easy enough. Well, good luck in the second half, and thanks for having time for us today.
Cool. Yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
That's Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago Cubs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.